Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
But I want to get into the massive news of the day out of Ashburn with the Commanders, where Dan Quinn has made it official. No waiting around. First thing on Wednesday before practice number one of the week, he has ruled out Jaden Daniels. He will not play against the Giants.
Jaden and where we're at. So he did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start. And we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys. And so tough.
Somewhat confusing to say that he didn't suffer any new injuries, that he didn't have the same injury that he had before. He would go on to say there was no dislocation, nothing's out of place. All of the imaging came back clean. Effectively, what he said is he's sore. And I understand if he comes out and just says there's some soreness in the elbow. We're at the Meadowlands on weird turf. We're not going to push it this week. But that's not really what he said. He said that the doctors advised that this player that supposedly would have gone back into the game on Sunday, a week later, doesn't play in a game, and he already feels good about that to say it on Wednesday.
Very strange, isn't it?
Something doesn't quite add up here for me, but if we're just taking him at his word, which we probably shouldn't do.
Yeah, you should do it, your phone falling.
But if that's what you're taking him at, I guess the way I'm going to connect the dots here is he lands on the elbow. He wants to go back in because, as is generally the case, before things swell up and, you know, get sore and all that adrenaline goes
away. Adrenaline's pumping.
You know, you're ready to go back in there and play, and he could have finished the game. It's also, as Jay Gruden said, a left elbow, man. This guy's a right-handed quarterback. He doesn't need that elbow. Now, that's kind of a bit. I don't think he actually means that, but you get the point. It's not like a right elbow or a right shoulder or something. So he could have finished the game, I suppose. Now, some soreness and some swelling later, they're saying, okay, well, if this thing is barking a little bit, while clearly he's not going to redislocate it after what we saw on Sunday with how he landed on it, we might as well just keep him out of this game. My question is, do you think this has anything to do with where the game is? The Meadowlands and that turf, which is the turf where more people suffer serious leg, knee, ankle injuries than any other in the league.
Hard to ignore it. I mean, at a minimum, it's one of those, if you're on the fence, that can push you over. You know what I mean? Like, at a minimum, it's a tiny data point. At a maximum, it's fairly significant. I don't think it's the reason.
But you're saying,
if it's on the list of reasons, let's say there's 17, it's the 16th.
You're saying it's a factor, though.
Yeah.
It came up at some point in their
conversation. I think somebody mentioned it.
what I'm wondering is if they're playing this game at home, if week one was in the Meadowlands and this one's at Northwest Stadium and the doctors are having a powwow and they're trying to figure out if this guy should play or not, is he playing? Is this solely about the elbow soreness that he's dealing with and would have to play through, or is the turf at the Meadowlands non-zero in this discourse? I'll never know the answer.
Right. How do you know?
I'm just asking the question out loud. But sounds like you had the same curiosity that I did listening to Dan Quinn.
Yeah. Again, we're, you know, I don't know if anybody's lying this time. And I'm not trying to cast any aspersions here. I'm just saying, I don't know if there's new data. I don't know what aggravation means exactly. I don't know what has changed since the, he could have gone back in, but we said no to that. You would think that therefore means by Wednesday, by the time you get home, by, you know, Monday afternoon, Tuesday, it'll be sore, but he'll be fine. Normal course of the week. We could talk about this later in the week if he's too sore to go, or if it's not responding the way we want or whatever. To rule him out right now says we have a change in status, a spike in discomfort or something that now, again, it's medical staff said, yeah, let's hold him out. Very interesting to me is all I'll say.
Yeah, if he could play in Minnesota on Sunday, it would make no sense that he couldn't play 7 days later with all that time to heal in the Meadowlands. Succinctly, that's where I'm at. I understand that the context of in the days that follow a game, swelling can occur and whatever else, but there's no long-term issues, which means this is soreness, which means either you're going to play through the pain or not. What I'd be curious about, I don't think this got asked. If this weekend was a playoff game, would he play? I'll bet you the answer is yes. And if that is the case, then they are doing the right thing. They're doing the thing that all of us have said mm-hmm. that they should do. They should be extra careful. Even those of us in the camp of this guy's got to play football and he needs to be on the grass more and they should not shut him down. Even those of us loudly saying that like me, I think most of us would acknowledge if he's sore and in pain and he might play through it if he's Justin Herbert of the Chargers against Philadelphia in a got-to-have-it game for L.A., that is a different thing than Jaden Daniels with a 3-10 team that has already been mathematically eliminated from the postseason push. Let's go to cut two, where he was asked about Daniels coming back to play again this season, because this, to me, was the most fascinating development of this press conference. I thought Dan Quinn answered questions differently today than he has in the past about Jaden playing later on this season. This is what he had to say today about whether or not we'll see Daniels again.
He's going to be out this week. He'll practice as we're going in a limited fashion. But let's see where we're at next week. We're always going to make the best decisions, John, for him, you know, for the team, what the medical, you know, opinions are. So we kind of just wanted to give you that information today, and then we can work into next week.
So that was today. I want you to think about what he just said, okay? Then I'm going to play one more clip for you from today, and I want you to hear how he answered a question from Scott Abraham of Channel 7, who asked him about the likeliness of him playing again and were there benefits to shutting him down? Okay, that was the question. Do you see any reason why?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He might benefit from not playing again this year. So play that clip for me.
We haven't really gone down that road yet to decide. He's out this week, and he's working hard to get back. But as far as what decisions are ahead, like we just haven't gone down that road. He's working incredibly hard to get back with the guys. So, yeah, we're really bummed he got, you know, re-aggravated on this specific injury. Going into it, thought he had a good week. There were things to improve upon into the game to get started. But, yeah, we haven't gone down all the way yet. We just, you know, kind of went through the first evaluations this week to get ready to play. So I'll have a better update as we're moving forward.
The tone has changed, Danny.
Yeah.
Every answer over the last several weeks about Jaden Daniels and whether he's going to come back and play and whether they want him and need him back on the field has been he needs time on the grass. It's important. He's used that word over and over again. And today there was less definitive he's going to play or he needs time on the grass. And there was a lot more we're focused on this week, as you just heard. There's a lot more. We haven't gone down that road. That is a different way to answer. Listen to Friday's, okay? So you've been hearing audio from today.
Uh-huh.
So then follow me here. This was Friday before he plays against Minnesota and re-aggravates or whatever happens with the elbow. This is what he said when he was asked about why he was playing in the game. Why bring him back? Why does he need to play?
Yeah, it's really important for him, for his teammates, for, you know, for any of the guys, honestly. And you know, looking into it with five games, that's like 30% of our season. You know, there's a lot. All of these matter. And, you know, as he's developing, there's certain things he's working on, too, to go ahead and be as competitive as hell and, you know, like taking care of things that he can. And so it's really important, John. And so as the process for that begins, we're ready to get rolling with that.
He did not answer the same question the same way today. He went from talking about 29% of the season left. It's important for him. It's important for his teammates that he plays. There's still 23% of the season left. So let's say he's not able to play this weekend. They're not being overly precautionary, but he's just too sore, the elbow's swollen or whatever. Fine. Then it's going to be less than 23% the next time out. Now you're down from, you know, what was 29% of the season to 17%. Still a pretty decent-sized chunk. But Danny, he goes from the word important, telling you why they need to see him, why he needs to play, to today. We haven't really gotten into that yet. We're focusing on the Giants. He's out this week. So different.
Yeah, it's a very different tone because it's, again, it's not the, yeah, he's ruled out, right, which is the extreme. If one's a one and the other's 100, it's not 100, but it's further down the line towards 100 than the one from last week, right? Last week is, oh, I can't tell you how important these games are. It's so important, the importance. Importance is the word. Big, important. Important, guys. He's got to play. He's got to play. It's a third of our season. Important. That wasn't that. That was, I don't know. Again, if that's if the first one's a one from Friday and 100 is he's out for the rest of the year, what's that? 37? You know, it's not all the way, but it's now maybe the window's open or you've unlocked the door. Maybe you're walking that way. I don't know. But the point is it now seems like that might be on the table, right?
You've cracked the door, maybe even just opened it wide up, to the possibility of a shutdown. That's the way I heard the press conference today. Now, maybe they don't. I don't think it has anything to do with how they play against the Giants, whether you go out and beat New York as a 2.5-point underdog. Think about this, by the way. At the Meadowlands, against a 2-11 New York team, they are 2.5-point underdogs. That is telling.
Yeah.
But going there and winning, going there and losing, irrelevant. You're going to have to make the decision as to whether or not you think this guy can get through a football game healthy and whether or not you still think it's valuable and significant that he plays again before the end of the year, something we've been talking quite a bit about. The question then becomes, if you hear the tone change like we do, what do we think changed? And obviously him getting banged up again is going to be a factor. It changed for you. We talked yesterday on the phones and welcomed calls. Has anybody else shifted and how they feel from saying he needs to play to don't let him play anymore? But there is this other possibility, Danny, which is Adam Peters may have intervened. You know, maybe the front office, which calls the shots and has to flip the switch from we're focusing on this year to we're focusing on next year. This is going to be the first game since they got eliminated from the playoffs. Maybe Peters wandered down the hall, walked into DQ's office, sat down in the chair in front of his desk and said, hey, bud, Jordan McGee time, not Bobby Wagner time. Zach Ertz is unfortunately hurt. Gut-wrenching scene on Hard Knocks we'll talk about with him crying last night. If you guys saw that, it was just terrible to watch.
That's the phrase, it's gut-wrenching. That was really hard.
Rattling.
Yeah.
These guys and what they go through and put themselves through. Incredible. But I wonder if Peters flipped the switch, and this is part of it, where he goes, all right, four left, we're eliminated. It is now time to focus on 2026. Every decision we make is about next year from here on out. And maybe if a coach isn't making a call and the front office is making a call, Peters is going, we're going to sit Daniels because it's now evaluation time and it's protect the best pick possible so I can trade back and get the most for it time. I don't know. Very, very much on the table as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, how could you eliminate anything at this point? Right? Because the rhetoric changed. If you were just defiant till the end, I would disagree, and then we've gone over that a million times, but at least I'd understand it. You have kind of a thoughtful process, and this is how we're viewing it, et cetera, but something clearly changed. Something changed. And I don't know if it's, you know, once you get on the plane and once you hop off and you get a night's sleep and something swelled a certain way, doesn't mean that you re-aggravated is the wrong word. Doesn't mean that you re-injured or it's a new injury or you tore scar tissue or whatever was available in that elbow. But it just means there's enough discomfort to tell you that it ain't right. And when it's not right, you shut them down. So it all makes sense. But that's an addition to the tone of the discussion changing. In other words, if this was just a standard operating procedure for how this team has gone this year, this is what I thought of when I heard it. What would we normally do? And we'll wait. Well, we're not going to miss the mark, guys. So he's sore. He's sorer than we thought he would be. But he's going to return to play. He's doing everything he possibly can. We're going to see Friday. Or we'll see later in the week. We'll let you know how it goes. You ruled him out on Wednesday. Tells you it's significant enough that you did it now. Right? They knew when he walked to the podium, they go, yeah, there's no way it's going to be better enough for us to feel satisfied and comfortable Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the Sunday.
But here's the problem with that is that, and this is where I thought he talked out of both sides of his mouth. The juxtaposition of him reiterating that nothing serious happened, that the imaging is clean, and that this is, in the grand scheme of things, not anything new and not anything to worry about. So you're right. By ruling him out on Wednesday, they already know they don't want him to play Sunday, or the doctors have said as much. But is that just a throwing in the white towel for him on the year?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.